Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, Overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 12, Devotional Service. Krishna is describing different stages of moving towards perfection, of always remembering him with great devotion. He's just described working for Krishna in Chapter 10 and coming to the perfectional stage more gradually by working for Krishna. And now in verse 11, he says, if, however, you are unable to work in this consciousness of me, then try to act giving up all the results of your work and try to be self-situated. Comment. Srila Prabhupada writes, it may be that one is unable to even sympathize with the activities of Krishna consciousness because of social, familial, or religious considerations, or because of some other impediments. For one who has such a problem, it is advised that he sacrifice the accumulated results of his activities to some good cause. Such procedures are described in the Vedic rules. Thus one may gradually become elevated to the state of knowledge. It is also found that one who is not even interested in the activities of Krishna consciousness gives charity to some hospital or some other social institution. He gives up the hard-earned results of his activities. That is also recommended here, because by the practice of giving up the fruits of one's activities, one is sure to purify his mind gradually. And in that purified stage of mind, one becomes able to understand Krishna consciousness. Comment continues. In texts 8 through 12, the spiritual results of each recommended practice have been described. By thinking of Krishna as described in text 8, we will always live with Krishna. By following the regulative principles of bhakti, as mentioned in text 9, we will develop our desire to attain Krishna. By working for Krishna, as described in text 10, we will come to the perfect stage. No result, however, has been definitively mentioned for following the practice Krishna recommends, text 11. The practice of giving up the fruits of work, unless those fruits are offered to Krishna, is not in and of itself spiritual, and thus it does not of itself yield tangible fruit. In text 12, the renunciation of the fruits of one's work for Krishna's service, as described in text 10, not simply the detached work described in text 11, is placed in perspective with other less important practices for spiritual advancement. 12. If you cannot take to this practice, then engage yourself in the cultivation of knowledge. Better than knowledge, however, is meditation. And better than meditation is renunciation of the fruits of action. For by such renunciation, one can attain peace of mind. Comment. If you cannot attain to this practice, refers to the practice of karma yoga described in text 10. Not to the practice of giving up all results of one's work for a good cause described in text 11. Quote, knowledge here refers to brahma-gyan, knowledge of the soul as different from the body, and, quote, meditation suggests yogic meditation by which one will realize the supersoul. Thus, these verses describe a sequence. Text 8, perfected devotional service, always remembering Krishna. Text 9, devotional service and practice, performing sadhana bhakti and engaging in activities that fix the mind directly on Krishna. For example, devotional practice is typical of temple life. Text 10 and 12, karma yoga, working with detachment and offering Krishna the fruit of one's work, either in nishkam karma yoga or sakam karma yoga. This awards one actual peace, bhakti, as described in, quote, the peace formula in Bhagavad Gita 5.29. Two other stages, which are lower than karma yoga, are also mentioned in text 12, meditating and cultivating knowledge, brahma-gyan. Still lower than brahma-gyan, without a direct transcendental result, is the method mentioned in text 11, detached work while offering the fruit, not to Krishna, but to a mundane cause. Krishna has already explained in chapter 5 that by working in a detached fashion, one attains Brahmagyan. Thus, Krishna has delineated relative grades of spiritual processes and spiritual progress. Srila Prabhupada has also explained these stages in his purport. Quote, in summary, to reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal, there are two processes. One process is by gradual development, and the other process is direct. Devotional service and Krishna consciousness is the direct method, and the other method involves renouncing the fruit of one's activities, the stage of text 11. Then one can come to the stage of knowledge, then to the stage of meditation, then to the stage of understanding the Supersoul, and then to the stage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One may take either the step-by-step process or the direct path. The direct process is not possible for everyone. Therefore, the indirect process is also good. It is, however, to be understood that the indirect process is not recommended for Arjuna because he is already at the stage of loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. It is for others who are not at this stage. For them, the gradual process of renunciation, knowledge, meditation, and realization of the Supersoul and Brahman should be followed. But as far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, it is the direct method that is stressed. Everyone is advised to take to the direct method and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Comment continues. In the final verses of this chapter, Krishna again comes to the point of pure devotional service. He describes 35 transcendental qualities possessed by his pure devotees, which make those devotees dear to him. And we shall continue reading those qualities soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.